Chapter 8, Friday Night. Strangely, on that Friday night, very few people in England cared much about the Martians. People heard about the cylinder and talked calmly about it. They ate dinner and put their children to bed. Young lovers walked together through the lanes. Students studied their books. Even in Woking, trains stayed on schedule. Excited crowds of people came to Woking station, but made no more difference than a group of loud drunks. Only on Horsell Common did people feel afraid and worried. Sometimes men crawled to the edge of the pit and did not return. The Martians' heat ray found them and burned them alive. All night long, the Martians worked building their weapons. At 11 o'clock, a group of soldiers came through Horsell and set up a barrier at the edge of the common. A few minutes after midnight, the crowd near Woking saw a green star fall from the sky. It was the second cylinder. Chapter 9. The Fight Begins. I slept badly and woke up early Saturday morning. The milkman came. He told me that the soldiers had now surrounded the Martians, but the soldiers did not plan to kill them. I saw my neighbour and walked over to talk to him.
"They say another of those things has fallen, number 2. The woods there are still burning. They will be hot for days." He laughed, and then he remembered Ogilvy. "Poor Ogilvy,"